This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and here's Debbie Monterey.
Today is World Mental Health Day. Dr. Nigel Lester is joining us right now. He is a psychiatrist and the director of mental health at Palm Health. Let's talk about the science of calm in times of crisis.
Yes, Debbie, thanks for having me back. It may seem paradoxical, but the science shows us that in times of crisis, the relaxation is not a luxury. It's actually a necessity for the brain to function optimally. You know, when we pause, when we breathe deeply, when we step back, we activate what neuroscience calls the default mode network. The default mode network is an example of the brain's resting connectivity state. So for a long time, we labored under the illusion that the brain was active when we were focused on tasks. But in fact, the brain is more active when we're not task-oriented, but when we're resting, because it does all those essential functions of integrating memory, emotion, making sense of all the input that it's getting throughout the day, and leading to greater creativity, to the ability to be able to think in real time. So, as you say, today is World Mental Health Day. The theme of this year was mental health in emergencies and crises. And for me, that's just a chance to remind everybody that relaxation is not withdrawal. It's active recovery. It is the ground, if you like, the soil in which your resilience in crisis will grow. And it's the most powerful tool we have to finding clarity amidst confusion.
I think that's a message people need to hear, because many of us are so busy, we're so multitasking, we're on our phones, we're seeing the news, which is like getting punched in the face every day sometimes, and we feel like we can't relax. It's almost a guilty thing.
Yes, Exactly. And let me make a distinction here, Debbie, about when we talk about rest, you know, we're talking about the resting state of the brain. There are, of course, many ways to rest. I mean, probably the three primary resting states that we know are, one, of course, is sleep. And you and I could do an entire conversation around sleep because it's so fundamental.
I love sleep.
Most of us don't get enough sleep. The other major form of rest is what we might call recreation, you know, where we do things that take us away from our everyday activities. It's more social. It is often more task-oriented. It might be hobbies or things that we do with friends. But I would make a distinction between sleep, recreation, and relaxation, because relaxation is the conscious release of tension. It is a shifting of this sort of body-brain from fight or flight into a state of alert restfulness. If when you try to relax, you fall asleep, it means you're not getting enough sleep. If when you try to relax, you're on your phone checking emails or scrolling the news, it means that you have lost the ability to relax. And again, our ancestors would have laughed their socks off or their little sandals or whatever they wore, just at the thought that we have to give conscious attention to this business of relaxation. But it is what allows our brain networks to go into the resting connectivity states. It is essential for our creativity, for integration, and for our problem solving. So the message is that if we have forgotten how to relax, we're actually becoming less and less effective because relaxation is part of how the brain remains functional.
Can relaxation be something like sitting and reading, or does it have to be like disconnecting from all of the other things?
Yes, I mean, that's perfect. That's a brilliant question, because a lot of studies out there that ask people, how do you like to relax, will come up with gardening, reading a good book, you know, Netflix and a glass of wine. That moves more towards into recreation. Great things to do. Wonderful thing to break up your day and stimulate your mind. But relaxation is a very special state, which really is, as I said, it's an awake but restful state. It's sort of like a bridge between sleep and action. It's the state where the brain is still active, but it's not active consciously. So, for example, you know, mind wandering, daydreaming, you know, the thing that I used to get hit on the back of the head by the teacher for doing all the time, staring out of the window with my mouth half opened, just daydreaming. Turns out that that's actually quite a powerful way to switch on the default mode network, this resting state of the brain. There are some more enlightened companies nowadays who work in the sort of creative sphere, like advertising and marketing, who have rooms where they encourage their creatives to go and sit for a while and just for half an hour let their mind wander, because they know from the neuroscience that it stimulates creativity. So we really are talking more about the sorts of things that calm the mind without putting you to sleep, but without being task-oriented or over-focused.
Before I let you go, let's talk about this in the reverse for those who aren't convinced. What are we doing to our brains? What's happening in our brains and to us by constantly being connected and constantly being on our phones and rushing from one thing to the next?
We're almost certainly, I mean, and the evidence is coming in fast and furiously now, we're almost certainly making ourselves less efficient and less effective. We're less creative. We're less able to come up with creative solutions to difficult problems. We're becoming less resilient, which means we lose flexibility. In times of crisis, we will then more often default to the flight or fight response, which is a important but more primitive response to danger. You know, most of the crises, as you pointed out, Debbie, the things that, you know, getting punched in the face every day by the news, these things are not things that we can run from or we should strike out to defend ourselves. These are things that we need to come up with creative solutions to building, rebuilding our communities, rebuilding bridges between people. And by constantly scrolling, by constantly subjecting your brain to information and to activity, even if you're doing it with the best of intentions to try to solve problems, you're actually becoming less able. Look, we've all gotten it into our heads that it's a good idea to spend 30 minutes two or three times a week doing moderate exercise as part of our general well-being sort of regimen. I would like to encourage people to think about having 30 minutes a day where they figure out how to truly just relax for 30 minutes. Stare out of the window at your backyard, spend some time just mind-wandering, walking in nature, doing something that really allows you just to be reflective, not task-oriented, put down the phone, stop scrolling, and allow your brain to recover and build greater resilience and creativity.
Doctor's orders on World Mental Health Day. Spend some time this weekend working on that. Dr. Nigel Lester is a psychiatrist and director of mental health at Palm Health. Thanks for the time today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always good to talk to you, Debbie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.